Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Hallelujah. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to today's episode of the Influencers Community Podcast with Heaven Umunna, where I'll share with you simple things you can do to become more influential in your community and the world at large. So without further waste of time, I've been patiently waiting to shake, break, scatter this table. This table all of us are sitting on. God, prayer is the master key, in quotes. And forgive me this morning if I'm not going to say what you like, because I am not here to say what you like. I'm here to say what you need to hear. And I'm going to say it in an unarranged, unorganized, unsequential, if there's any word like that, manner. Just receive this word with meekness so that it can build you up and give you an inheritance. Amen. Okay, so I have an issue with people who overhype prayer. Somebody's about to shout, "Heaven, you cannot overhype prayer." Calm down first. Let me reach the end of this podcast before you bring the nail and hammer to crucify me. For the second group of people, the people in the other WhatsApp group chats now, that are happy, yes, scatter this table. Every time people will be praying, you too, calm down. I'm not in any way against prayer. In fact, at the end of this podcast, it is my desire that you even begin to pray more. But pray with understanding. Pray with wisdom, with akonuchi. So people have become irresponsible because of a wrong understanding about what we say prayer is a master key. People now blame everything on prayer and nothing on themselves. See, prayer is important. Prayer is too important. Oftentimes, the indices, the sign I used to know that I'm off track in prayer is the clarity of instruction that comes to me. When I start doing what I was not sent, I know I've stopped praying. When I start feeling confused and worried about things, I know I've stopped praying. When I go days without fresh insight, I know I've stopped praying. Prayer is not just for asking of things. Prayer is also a means of communication, communing with God. But here's the issue I want to address today. That's why this podcast is titled Prayer is the Master Key. So many persons abuse prayer. Especially those people that do 12 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, 21 days, 40 days, 80 days. I'm not against doing all that. It's very important. My issue is, after generating so much tremendous dynamic power, you end up doing nothing with it. You finish charging yourself for 14 days, your battery is full, and then you come out and your colleague in the office is doing something wrong. You cannot correct him. You say, "I beg, let me mind my business." So before they will say, "I too sabi." So why were you not praying for God to bring a better world or a better system or whatever? Are you waiting for Angel Gabriel to throw the answer sheet from above? The end of prayer is not to make you all that can make a man so that you can effect change in a place. And then some people just feel like you can use prayer to boycott process and protocol. Like, what? Even, okay, I'm sorry, but is it every prayer warrior you know that is rich in life? If prayer was truly the only key you needed, should Bill Gates be rich? No, like seriously, should he? Those that have the wealth, should they hold it? Should they? This is my balanced perspective about prayer in relation to the term prayer is the master key. Yes, prayer is the master key, no doubt. But prayer is the key that points you in the direction of the accurate key you ought to use to open any door at any time. Prayer is the key that points you in the direction of the accurate key you ought to use to open any door at any time. Prayer is the key that makes you know that, okay, what will get you through this situation is only prayer. Prayer is the key that makes you know that, okay, what will get you through this situation is knowledge. Prayer is the key that makes you know that, okay, what will get you through this situation is relationship. Prayer is the key that makes you know, don't stress yourself, just sing praises and go and sleep. Prayer is also the key that tells you stop praying, just go back and sleep. Why? Because in the place of prayer, we receive and we share and we tap into the mind of God. But if you want to say prayer alone, you will not apply any other key. My brother, prayer will not be the master key for you. In fact, the padlock will reject you. I'm serious. Like I told you, I'm giving you this gist hot. We are breaking this table in no sequential manner. Alright? I didn't want to do this podcast today, but I like, let's just break this table today once and for all, so nobody will disturb me again. So what should we do? Should we neglect the place of prayer? No. The first response, I believe, when one encounters the presence of God is he will pray. That's the first response I have come to realize. By observation, by personal life, I've come to realize that men may tell you they don't, no, I'm not really the praying type, man. Don't worry, they've not encountered his presence. The sign, one of the signs that you know that the Lord's presence has come into a place is men will just begin to pray on their own. You will not need to struggle with them or push them. They will just begin to pray. Would you have a reason to open up your mouth and start talking when you're alone in a room? No. But when someone who you are acquainted with comes in, what happens? Conversation begins, right? That's what happens when we start praying. When his presence comes, there's just a knowing that comes, that presses upon our spirit man, that the one whom we are made for is around, and we begin to commune with him in prayer. But is it only prayer that will do everything for us? Yes and no. Why yes? Because prayer is the first key. Any other key you apply before prayer will not open the door. But prayer is not the only key. There are other keys you must attach after praying. After praying, there are other keys you must attach after praying. You see, there's this place where Apostle Peter was teaching. I think that's in 1 Peter. Sorry, I'm not doing Bible study. I just want to clear all that because it's been pressed in my heart to say it. And so I think I should just say it once and for all so that nobody will go and start to verse. So, 2 Peter chapter 1, where Peter was teaching, and he said, from verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge temperance, to your temperance patience, to your patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This scripture, you can literally apply it into your own personal life. Add to your faith, that prayer you are praying, add knowledge, add relationships, add capacity, add skill, add relevance, add emotional intelligence. If all these things be added to your faith you express in prayer, you will not be barren. You will not be hungry. You see, God loves you, but the laws that God has instituted to command our lifting in this life does not respect you. The laws does not respect your love for God. You can love Jesus 24/7, but if you don't love Jesus to the point of obeying the laws he has shown you, well, you will just keep on loving him, but there will be no fruitfulness to your love. It's only you and him that one that would understand the love. The remaining of us in the world will not see it, because every other aspect of your life will be barren. So in a nutshell today, what am I saying? I'm saying prayer indeed is the master key. I'm sorry, those who wanted me to say stop praying, prayer is no longer important, I'm very sorry I've broken your heart. I can never ever ever say that. Prayer is important, but after prayer, have sense. Please do something important. Don't charge up your batteries for no reason. It's like a man charging his power bank, and when there's no light, he refuses to use it. Why? When you finish charging, engage, apply the desire of God in having a relationship with us, so that we can come back to the place of dominion. That's why I so much love teaching about influence. Maybe one day I'll talk about why I teach about influence. But just to give you a quick glimpse into it, it's because the heart cry of God in the pattern Jesus taught us to pray after. He said, your kingdom come, your will be done. Meaning, let the influence of God be established here. And his influence will only be established through you and I. Influence. God is after influence. Not those people shouting down, we are hearing up and down. After your 24 hours of prayer, influence. After your 72 hours marathon, please, influence. After your 6 hours Bible study, influence. Transfer these things you have known in secret into the world. Take over the world. Dominate the world. Civilize them into the government of Christ. Let's not start preaching. So, I hope you got something from this today. Let me leave the remaining table. I think this table is still having one more leg, but let me just leave it there. If you have questions running to your mind while I was talking about this, please reach out to me. Fail not to reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on WhatsApp, Instagram too. Let me know what you think. Let me know what other questions you have. Do well to share this podcast with a friend, someone who needs to know this, someone who needs to understand this, someone who needs to break forth into fruitfulness. And until I come your way next time, same station, same place. Keep being influential.